this on?
Because we are the baddest team on the planet. And we're done being denied. Now we're making demands, and we demand to be recognized as the best. And these nuts prove it.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Hey, that's me.
This guy, right here.
Yeah.
So we have a champion that's now going to defend the title often on TV.
Yes.
Seth said that main title has not been defended on Raw in how long?
2 years, he said.
2 years.
Which, yeah. Not that title, but, you know.
Oh.
Right. The WWE title.
That had to have been like Bobby Lashley if it was 2 years ago.
I think so.
And was it The Miz? Miz's Money in the Bank, maybe? Wasn't that on a Raw? Maybe. I don't know.
He beat Miz on Raw, yeah.
Yeah, he won it back on Raw.
That was like in February or something in 2021.
Right, because then, it was before, because then Brock beat him. Oh, no, wait, you're right.
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah.
So, it's good to see. And you know what? Look, Damian Priest isn't the best talker, but he's a pretty good wrestler, and I thought they put on a pretty good match for a world title match.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know he's not going to win, obviously.
Right,
right, right.
They overhyped it, which we'll talk about later, you know, but it was fine, yeah.
Yeah.
We got a world champion on Raw now, good.
Yeah,
good. The belt has a giant W on it, not as big as the other ones, right. But, you know. Yeah. It's not the worst belt.
What I've been wondering is, like, they say, like, in 1,000 days, Roman has like 29 title defenses.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering how long it takes Seth to beat that.
A few months.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, like,
he has 29 title defenses total.
I think so.
Since he's been the champ.
In a thousand days.
Yes. Since he's won the Universal title.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because they were saying that, like, Orange Cassidy, you know, he has the international champion, whatever. He's been champ for, like, 200 and something days, and he's defended it, like, 23 times.
Well, he defends it every week on Dynamite.
Like, opens the show.
That's also not in, you know, who gives a fuck about that?
Every week he also fights. Who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then everyone's shocked when he wins. That's the funny part.
Right.
You never met this guy ever and you don't know who it is. And it's like, Orange Cassidy won again. Like, yeah. Of course he did.
Yeah. But this is not the AEW podcast. If you want to catch that, you go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. It's only $5 a month. You can cancel anytime. Be like Joe Devlo and Michael Andrade, because they are our newest patrons of the week.
They win the new Patreon award of the week.
Yes.
What's that?
That they're the new Patreons.
Oh, good. Yeah,
their name's
right. Right. Yeah. Your name's right. So, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Weekly AEW recaps. All the pay-per-views. All the fucking brackets we've done. What was our last thing we did? Oh, we did the... We did the Wrestle Fights 2.
Wrestle Fights 2. Which probably has your greatest cover art ever.
I was very proud of it. Yes.
I was very proud of it for you.
Putting our faces, yeah.
That was amazing.
By the way, that referee wasn't in that photo. I had to Photoshop the referee in there, too.
Oh, wow. Wow, look, you're on a roll.
Hard work.
It is hard work. Let me tell you, I don't have the right fucking Photoshop programs. So it's
should have thrown it by me. Could have been in 2 minutes.
Anyways, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We now have hats and beanies available at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And a few of you have already picked some up. We got Brian Zapper, Dylan Rogers, David Schneider, and Ricardo Cordova all bought hats.
Nice.
Nice.
And then Kelsey Rochek and Farhar Ibrahim bought beanies.
I think it's Farah.
Farah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I said. Shut up. So they got beanies.
Okay, shut up.
Go check them out. They look really cool.
Yeah.
Ours are coming in, I believe, next week. So that should be really cool.
Yeah.
And then also we have to thank Paul Dizon because he bought a t-shirt. We still have t-shirts available.
Yeah. We also have those.
He bought the What's Wrong With Wrestling logo shirt.
Nice.
So probably one of the best ones.
Absolutely. ProWrestlingTees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. All right. SmackDown opens with a Roman Reigns video with a Paul Heyman voiceover celebrating his 1,000 days as champion.
Ooh.
I do have to admit the graphic of all the people he surpassed was really cool.
Uh-huh.
They even showed CM Punk.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Impressive.
Like, I feel it was like a fuck you, Punk. Well, you know?
It was a fuck you to everyone then, because yeah, everyone was on there. Right. Yeah. CM Punk's 434-day reign.
Yeah.
Which at the time seemed like amazing.
Yeah. And forever.
And also never got stale.
No.
Yeah. Not really. Yeah, true. Yeah.
Until he lost to The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. Sorry, gotta do it.
It's The Rock. Come on.
Right. And he destroyed The Rock in those promos. Like every time they went to promo battle, he was like, he destroyed The Rock.
He's good.
Like his whole like, your arms aren't long enough to box with God. Like, yeah, I fucking love that line.
Yeah.
Well, The Rock, when he came back and he feuded with Cena and Punk, like, yeah, he was kind of half-assing it.
Yeah.
Remember the whole promo on his wrist?
Right, right.
Yeah. So backstage, Paul Heyman confirmed with Adam Pearce that the Usos' travel was canceled, so they won't be there tonight. It was like it was just canceled.
Yeah.
Like, just they're on a, they should be on a flight right now.
Right.
So then we
don't
have,
believe you.
Yeah, we'll get back to that later. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Austin Theory.
To kind of kick off the live show.
Yes.
No.
And
ew.
This is an award nominee. He says, like Roman Reigns, I'm going to have a 1,000-day championship celebration. And probably 2,000 days and 3,000. And then he goes, eventually a 5,000-day celebration. So Theory's goal is to be the United States champion.
Right.
For what? 8 years? Fucking idiot. For the entirety of your career, I'm the United States champion.
Well, that's like 12, 13 years.
He's never going to beat Roman or Seth. Yeah. So
what does Lashley think about that?
That's your goal. 5,000 days as United States champion. Wow. I understand wanting to be maybe the longest reigning, which I don't know who that is, but
right.
There could be one that's really fucking long, but it's not important.
Long time. Almost 14 years.
Long time.
So then Pretty Deadly comes out and they suck off Theory. And we have Theory and Pretty Shitty versus Sheamus and the Brawling Brutes. Once again, this is how you get me to root for Sheamus, by putting people far worse than him.
Right. They know what they're doing, Andrew.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you're going to have like orange hair.
I know. I was watching.
A big cross necklace.
I was watching going like, brogue.
Yeah.
Counting with them.
Oh, God. I feel sick now that I did that.
Yeah. All right. Quick, Eric, name their names. Pretty Deadly's names. Any of their names.
Elton Prince and Kit something.
You fucking fuck.
Seriously.
Kit Wilson.
I remember.
Oh, my God.
I remember Kip. Yeah. Kit. Or Kit. Kit. Yeah. Kit.
Yeah.
Man, like, that sucks.
Yeah. There's a new prince. Because they didn't need, they didn't have enough princes.
Yeah. That Eric, was so perfectly timed.
Eric Markleton Hamilton. That's your new name.
Wow. I'm sorry. I watched the show. I know names.
You shouldn't. No.
No, you know, not theirs.
Like, even if you knew it, you should have said something silly.
Right.
Wow. I don't know. Fuckface McGee and Cum Guzzler.
Dipshit Jones.
Pretty Pants Prince or something. I don't know.
No, so, that still would have been getting part of it, right?
Yeah.
So I guess their deal is they do, some sort of twin magic every match.
They're male Bella twins.
Different color hair.
Different color.
Different outfits.
But hid his whole head under the apron.
Yeah, who could tell?
Can any of us do that?
Yeah. And then they hit Ridge Holland with spilt milk.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
I mean, they came. Spilt milk.
You did?
Yeah. And then they tagged in Theory so he can get the win. So there you go. Theory is feuding with Sheamus, and I guess that's going to be a Money in the Bank match. Dear God.
Let's also take a minute to highlight.
And I hope Sheamus wins.
Yeah. Sheamus's, terrible jump off the top turnbuckle onto the outside. And then, Pete Butch just gets up there like it's nothing. Does the, most graceful backflip. He's like, yeah, that's
Yeah, what are you doing, Sheamus?
Yeah, come on.
Trying to break your legs or something?
Right. Maybe he is.
We've seen that video.
So, that's true.
We don't need it again.
Patreon.com/ absolutely.
Next up, we have the OC versus Shitro.
Yeah.
Gallows and Anderson hit the magic killer for the win.
That's the question.
No, why, though? But why?
Yeah, but why?
To give the OC a win.
No, no, I mean, like, why is Hitro still around?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you'd imagine if the rumors are true about the upcoming releases, they're going to be gone. Because Vince got rid of him. He's like, Triple H brought him back. Get rid of him again.
Why are they here?
Yeah. I mean,
they fucking suck. Ugh. Swerve was the only one that had any talent, and he's not there anymore.
Yeah. Right.
And he's split.
Yeah.
Just like I'm splitting. So after the match, Top Dollar hits Anderson with a big boot, but then AJ Styles hits Top Dollar with a phenomenal forearm. AJ's like, wow, this is easy money.
I know.
I don't have to wrestle.
Yeah.
I just have to hit easy a phenomenal money, forearm.
Top Dollar.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, but how, like, sure, you see him hit the phenomenal forearm. You're like, yay, go AJ. All right. Is he feuding with Hitro?
Yeah. Fuck. This episode of SmackDown, it's kind of like an episode of Dynamite. It sucked except for one segment.
Yeah.
You know? Loses championship, feuds with Hitro.
Next up, we've got the Grayson Waller effect. I fucking hate this guy.
Yeah.
Do you understand how much I hate him by seeing this?
They made us hate him worse by putting on two girls that are not speaking English yelling at each other.
Yeah.
And he's loving it like he knows what they're saying.
He's acting like he knows what they're saying. Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
His first guest is Asuka, you know, the Raw Women's Champion on SmackDown.
Yes, correct.
And Waller warns Asuka about the upcoming Money in the Bank winner. And Bianca Belair, when she wants a rematch, and Asuka screams in Japanese. Then Io Sky comes out and screams in Japanese, and Asuka screams more in Japanese, and the crowd yells, "What?" So it's actually pretty good, pretty good what chant for that.
Yep.
Then Bayley comes out and says either her or Io will win Money in the Bank. Then Shotzi comes out and she's like, "Yeah, now who are we kidding? I'm not going to win this thing.
I don't know why I'm here."
Then Sergeant Slaughter comes out.
Oh, my God. Award nominee.
Oh, wait. I mean, Sergeant Lacey Evans comes out.
Where the hell have you been?
With a big fucking snake on her hat.
And she's a heel, and she's, like, saluting people. Like, what are you doing? Stop.
Right.
Do you even know what you are?
No. Nope.
And I don't know if it's a work or not, but Sergeant Slaughter and his daughter have both been, like, bitching on Twitter about this.
Right.
But and mad at Lacey Evans as if she had a choice.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yell at Vince, you idiots.
Well, no. Like, what some people are...
But they can't.
Of course they can't.
Yeah, they want to be back someday, maybe.
Right. What's funny is people were pointing out the fact that, like, Lacey was actually a Marine and Sergeant Slaughter wasn't. Yeah,
exactly. And we're mad at her.
Stolen valor! Stolen valor! Remember a few years ago someone, went up to Sergeant Slaughter and was like, "Stolen valor, you piece of shit!"
Yeah.
Character.
I mean, you can almost do that to Cena, too.
yeah, right. Fucking movie role.
You weren't a real Marine!
Yeah.
Came out saluting everyone.
He was a G.I. Joe, for God's sakes. Honorable. Yeah. Honorable Marine, honorable G.I. Joe. I mean, he's practically...
If it was our mom or dad. Like, they saw Cena do the salute, and, like, he does it weird, and they were like, "That's offensive. He shouldn't do this."
That's racist. Because
he does it kind of weird. Anyways... Then Zelina Vega comes out and she says, "You're all making a mistake by underestimating me, just like Rhea Ripley did."
You lost.
She beat you, stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why you got a standing ovation in Puerto Rico.
I was this close to winning.
So you lost.
Yeah. Great job. Dominic Toretto said it best.
Right.
Doesn't matter whether you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning. Losing's losing.
What was funny is Asuka on Instagram posted like that segment where her and Io Sky are yelling at each other with subtitles. And it's basically Asuka calling her a child and Io calling her a piece of shit.
Really?
Look, piece of shit, piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I want to see that match.
Yeah, obviously. Absolutely.
I hope Io wins Money in the Bank because I don't know who else.
Raquel
Wood
and kind of turns on Bayley in a way, and right,
yeah,
because women, it's got to be a face that wins it, and men, it's got to be a heel that wins it. It's kind of funny how that works out,
right? I mean, they've had some heels. Carmella won it, Bayley's won it when they were heels.
Well, Bayley was face when she won
I thought
it,
she
right?
was face when she beat Charlotte,
Okay, well, Alexa Bliss, Alexa Bliss.
She's transfacial.
Yeah. She was heel. Yeah. Yeah. She cashed it in.
Nikki Ash.
Because I feel like a face is going to win the men's. I mean, because it has to.
Why?
Why not?
Seth is a face.
No one's cashing in on Roman, Eric.
No one.
Well, no one. Well, that's over with.
Yeah.
It's never happening. Yeah. Again, do you want me to push the button again?
Cody?
No.
Come on.
No.
We need a whoa button. That would be good. Yeah, one of the biggest whoa pops.
I mean, if you want to go women faces, I mean, there's only one that smiles the fucking biggest.
That's true.
I mean, at this point, Andrew's probably right. I mean, I'll take Cody. You guys can take anyone else in the world of who's going to take the title off Roman someday.
Right.
You guys can take anyone else.
Yeah. At
Run it back, Mania.
50. Jesus. You saw that video I sent you where it's like that fan watching is like Roman Reigns winning again at WrestleMania 80.
There's been a lot of those. Different. Everyone's doing one. Yeah.
So everyone's yelling at each other, but Asuka walks to the stage and she yells, "No one's ready for Asuka." But then Bianca Belair comes out and attacks her until the refs separate them.
When did she spit the mist? Who did she spit it at? Because I think I missed that.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she just, it was like, all over her mouth.
Yeah, she just let it drool out while she was talking to Waller.
Yeah, oh,
great, yeah.
Like, it reminded me of Pee-wee's Big Adventure where he gives the guy that gum. It's just like dripping out. It's really good.
There's also a rumor that they're going to turn Bianca Belair heel.
Finally.
Like, maybe the mist fucked her up. I don't know.
Oh, like, does like Aleister Black.
Yeah, right. It takes six months.
Yeah.
So we got Lacey Evans versus Zelina Vega for a Money in the Bank qualifying match. I wonder who's going to win. The person who's been there the whole time or the person that just came back?
The person who has a faction and had a standing ovation recently? Yeah.
So Evans gave Vega the woman's right before the match during the commercial break. We come back and Vega's just like holding her jaw.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck happened? I could think of
two answers.
I got two answers. Right. She either got punched or, I don't know, something else happened.
I love you.
Yeah, so... Vega wins in just a couple of minutes with Code Red. Backstage, LWO fantasizes about Vega and Santos Escobar becoming Mr. and Ms. Money in the Bank. And even Ray like pops his head. He's like, wow, that's amazing. He was on the show for 5 fucking seconds.
I can see it right now. Mr. and Mrs. Money in the Bank.
No, I'm not. We're not married. It's Ms.
Whatever. I mean, the kayfabe. You're never going to win.
Exactly. Right.
Santos, get the fuck out of here.
Well, you could tell because Ray's fake eye contacts were crossed when he said that.
Like, you're going to win. Oh, no. Right. Oh, no, Seth.
Like, it's funny. Like,
Seth popped out my eyes.
It's so funny in kayfabe, like, how secretive he is with his mask. But, like, almost every fan picture you see... he's never wearing it.
Well, I mean, when you see him in an airport, what's he going to do? Let me get my mask.
Yes.
Hold on.
He probably did the first, like when he was in WCW.
Like
probably
5 years. That shit.
And we all know that Ray has a much better chance of qualifying for that match than Escobar ever does.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Escobar. It's me versus you next week. Good luck, my friend.
Yeah. Backstage, Cameron Grimes asks Adam Pearce if Baron Corbin is here tonight, but Pearce says no. And that's because Corbin attacked NXT champion Carmelo Hayes on NXT. So
wild card.
I guess he's jobbing there now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a free agent, so he can go anywhere he wants.
It's a job.
He really gave him a hell of an end of days. I'm sorry. End of days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Your own rule.
It's like putting a professional football player in a college match for just randomly. Right. It's going to look amazing.
Yeah.
He's going to look great. All those fools.
Well, he's going to lose there as well. Next up, we've got Montez Ford versus LA Knight. Money in the Bank qualifying match.
Feet.
LA Feet. Ford hit a rock bottom, but White Rock kicked out of it.
I mean, did you see the interview? You know that that white dude that's doing a lot of these interviews?
Chris Van Vliet.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
And he was interviewing LA Knight. I think I sent it to both of you.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, and he was basically like, did you even know you sound like The Rock? And LA Knight's like, yeah, I don't even know I sounded like it. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, you're doing his impression.
He's such a bullshitter. When he first came to NXT, I was like, oh, he's a white version of The Rock. And now everyone calls him a White Rock.
Right.
It's like it was. It's so obvious. You dress like him. You pose like him on the fucking turnbuckle.
Right.
You're just trying to be The Rock. Yeah. But you're a fucking nerdy white guy.
Get your own identity.
Not The Rock.
But the fans were like into his match. Like they wanted him
a lot
to
of people like him.
Yeah. I like Montez Ford.
I like Montez Ford. I like LA Knight.
I would like Ford if he were a heel and not jerking off during matches.
But wouldn't you want to see Ford in that match over Knight?
He'll get in there. They always have the last second.
True.
The second chance battle royal
he'll take
bullshit.
Kofi's place to do crazy spots.
Yeah.
So Ford goes for a roll up, but Knight countered with a roll up of his own while holding the rope, and he gets the win with a roll up.
Roll up, roll up, roll up.
And then Knight climbs a ladder after the match. Like, this is what it is. This is what you do in the match.
Yeah.
I got to climb a ladder and then grab. Which one do I grab? I don't know.
Why didn't he just grab one while he was up there?
Yeah. Why not grab both?
Didn't that mean you win?
Spoil it.
Lesnar already grabbed it once. He wasn't in the match.
Right. That's my pick, really.
LA Knight?
LA Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll cash in on Seth.
I think Triple H really wants to push him now. And the fans are kind of behind it. Like, a lot of people are cheering for him. And this was kind of like, okay, this is like when someone finally starts to turn, you get some cheers.
Right.
And then the momentum rolls. Then he shits on the crowd more. And
Yeah. Next up, we have a creepy video for Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. I feel like this was probably just footage they were going to use for Bray Wyatt.
Sure.
It's just a bunch of creepy shit.
It was a bunch of weird, the old-timey photo of like this little girl and her grandma. And then it goes, brap, it's like, dip. And then it's like the grandma's in some pig mask.
Yeah.
And then it's not even them until like kind of the end. And they're just like, like they're watching the video. That's cool.
Bro, yeah, what? Were they watching a scary movie?
They're not even in it.
They were watching The Village.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Wow.
Fucking
and
dumb.
Were they this in NXT? No, right? They weren't some creepy,
not
like,
really. I haven't been
backwoodsy.
Watching.
I have no
idea. Wyatt does, family girls?
Does that mean like Wyatt family's coming back?
No.
Shut your mouth.
So all, do they
all,
rape
all
do,
girls?
Do they rape guys in the woods?
Which woods?
Yeah, which woods? We'll have to go investigate her.
We will.
Oh, look, I happen to have these Viagras. Let's just take them just in case.
Bring condoms just to make
shits and giggles.
Yeah.
So finally, we have Roman Reigns' 1,000-day championship celebration. Triple H comes out first, and he compares Roman Reigns to Muhammad Ali.
Stop it.
And Michael Jordan.
I will kill you.
I mean, basketball scripted, so it makes sense.
All of a sudden, all of a sudden, he's like Gen Zers.
Right.
He's better. He's better than all these guys.
So Roman comes out with Paul Heyman and Solo Sikoa. Triple H presents Roman with a brand new undisputed WWE Universal Championship belt. And it's the same as the other two.
It is. It's the same belt.
Except it's gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the color of gold. But it's the same fucking belt.
Yes.
It's just two W's on top of each other.
Right. And, hey, word to Tony Schiavone, Triple H gave him his props because he's been champ forever. He wasn't like, no, this guy, I just fucking hate this guy. Let's bring him out, this piece of shit.
Right, right.
Sorry, we're talking about how much he hates MJF on the other show. It's just like, dude, just, you're an announcer.
And, like, fans have already made better versions of this. It's so funny every time WWE puts out a new belt, fans immediately make way better versions of the one they made. Like Seth's belt, someone blended in the logo and it's like, oh, that actually looks good now, you know? And someone, because the diamonds on like on the WW, they're black. So like you can't really see it that well. And then someone made them white and it looks way better.
Yeah.
So Roman's got one belt now, or maybe three. I don't know.
Probably three.
Probably three.
I'm going to say three.
And Roman.
Does he come out with more than one belt the next time we see him?
I would say no.
Yeah. Eric? I think it's just going to be the one.
No.
Yeah.
Like Paul's just still walking around with these belts.
Right. These are my belts.
He won all these belts.
These are my belts now.
Yeah.
So Roman says Pennsylvania. No, that's not good enough. The entire universe. Acknowledge me. Usos!
Yeah. Usos I heard those. Aliens from Independence Day were pissed.
Yeah.
They was trying to get them.
Right.
So the Usos weren't supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then Pierce promised that there was going to be heavy security to make sure they didn't come out. They just walked right out with their music.
They hitchhiked.
But their music hit.
You know they can't drive.
Like, where's the security they have to beat up first? Like, that happens every time.
Right.
They got Ubers.
I love how they work there. And Pierce is like, no, you
can't come to work today.
Yeah, but they just come right out. Like, there was this whole thing set up.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have security. I won't allow it. And it wasn't even like Pierce was like, jumps in front of them and like stops them. Like, he doesn't even do that.
Right.
They just come right out.
He probably held the curtain for them.
Yeah.
There you go.
You guys ready? All right, get out there.
They tipped him. I don't know. Yeah. So Roman tells Jay, kick your brother in the face. Because that's what he did to me. Fix this right now. And Jimmy tells Roman, the only one who needs fixing is you. You've gone crazy. I did that because he's my brother. Yeah. And Solo's my brother. And he tells Solo, once he's done using you, he's going to kick you to the curb. And then cocky Roman gives the mic to Solo and says, why don't you let your brother tell you who he's loyal to? And Solo says, I acknowledge you, my tribal chief, but these two are my brothers. So okay. Solo gives Roman the microphone.
Liar.
And he stands with Jimmy and Jay. Yeah, I wasn't buying this either. So then Jimmy asks Roman, you want to run this together with respect or you want to be on the island of relevancy as the tribal chief all by yourself? And Heyman's like, well, I'll blow him. So then Reigns is like,
already blowing him.
Roman yells, shut your mouth, and he gets in Jimmy's face. But Jimmy shoves Roman in the face,
yeah,
just like great. Roman's been doing to him.
That was amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Jay gets in between them and says, we're better than this. We're family. Jimmy calms down. He agrees. He tells Roman, you're my brother, too. Let's run this the right way together. And Roman's like on the verge of tears. He's right. Not sure what to do. He's fighting through his emotions. And finally, he gives Jimmy a big hug. The place pops for that.
Yeah.
And then he says, no. And then Solo grabs Jimmy and gives him hits him with the Samoan spike. And then as they walk to the back, Heyman asks Roman, what about Jay? And Roman says, Jay's going to do what he always does. He'll fall in line. Mm-hmm. He'll come home.
So wow. SummerSlam is Usos versus Roman and Solo?
I would at least think that Money in the Bank is Jimmy versus Roman. You got to defend that fucking belt at some fucking point.
True. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I was thinking that.
Maybe SummerSlam, yeah. Because I'm thinking by Money in the Bank, Jay will turn on Roman.
Right.
But he'll still win because he always fucking wins.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, probably a tag match at some point.
I mean, I would say the title match may be at SummerSlam and then that tag match at Money in the Bank.
Yeah, but is Jimmy a big enough star to carry a SummerSlam with Roman?
Just because of the 12 bloodline? Matches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll
be one of seven main events.
Roman and Jay main evented, two pay-per-views?
Yeah. Maybe three. No, yeah.
But SummerSlam's usually like big, big names, you know?
Sure, right, but there's a bunch of matches, and it's Roman Reigns. It's all they care about now.
Sure.
It seems like the bloodline's, cracking, but will he actually lose this belt anytime soon? I mean, that whole celebration, they even, like, at first, they treated it as if this, as, like, this big babyface moment.
Right.
For Roman Reigns, he's smiling, everyone's cheering him. It's like, so that one day they can go back in time and be like, look at this great moment.
Yeah, maybe. Right.
But I think they're also like, 4 more years, he'll break the record, and we won't have to rely on Bruno Sammartino anymore.
Oh, wow. Stop it. Those records should never be broken because back then they didn't have the stars. They didn't have the media they have now. They don't have the short attention span of their younger fans. You should never break that fucking record.
Right. He was champion for so long because he would travel the entire country as a champion so everyone could see him as champion.
You'd see him once a year. And it'd like, so you saw like three title defenses and he's was champ for 15 years.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Plus they have another world heavyweight champion. So it's really not the same
right.
when you've got two main champions.
That's correct.
So that is all for SmackDown. Before we get to Raw, we need to thank our sponsor. Hey, look, you're wearing a Manscaped shirt.
Hey, you're wearing a Manscaped shirt.
What a coincidence.
Oh, and I'm wearing a Manscaped shirt.
Wow, wow, wow.
So
wow.
Who's our sponsor this week?
Manscaped.
Oh.
Yes. Support for What's Wrong With Wrestling is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels.
Hey.
Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 8 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code
Who Are You?
Nice. Perfect.
At manscaped.com. That's right. It's Who Are You? No question mark needed. Just type those three words. And if my math is correct, 8 million men, that's about 16 million balls. Right?
That's a lot of balls.
I switched to Manscaped years ago, and it's a game changer.
Absolutely.
Before Manscaped, normal trimmers would nick and cut you, and you don't want your date pulling your pants down for the first time, and your balls look like John Moxley's forehead. You know, let's be honest. Wow.
Yes, no.
Like 2 minutes into a match,
ew.
It's just bleeding everywhere. You don't want that.
You also don't want to look like Haku.
No, that's right.
Lives in your... in your area.
Or Dusty Rhodes' forehead. Or
yeah. So Manscaped's Lawnmower 4.0 is the future of grooming. This trimmer has skin-safe technology, an LED spotlight to give you a more precise shave, and it's waterproof. My balls have never looked better, guys.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is not only one of my favorite sponsors we've ever had, but one of my favorite products I've ever used. Look, guys. I am with hundreds of women, and I need to make sure that it's not like the 1970s down there. I need my lead singer to look all in his glory without being covered up, and this is the best thing I've ever used. It minimizes the nicks. It keeps it so clean. It's so great. I put it in the shower. I use it everywhere. It's got all these different tools, and Eric gets to unbox his
yes.
live right now.
So what we have here, this is... the performance pack.
Yes.
Right?
It's so beautiful.
It is. It really is. The packaging's great. I love it. You got a nice little nose and ear hair trimmer.
The yep. weed whacker.
The weed whacker. You got some boxers.
Yeah.
You know, those are nice.
They're very comfortable.
I now have absolutely. Two of those.
You now yeah. have the 4.0 on the...
lawnmower.
Lawnmower. Yeah. And I think this is probably my favorite product.
Oh, it's so yeah. good.
It is called... the Crop Preserver.
Yes. And the Reviver.
It is yes. It's ball deodorant. It's deodorant for your balls.
It's
because the last thing you want is for your date to pull your pants down and smell what The Rock is cooking.
Dude, it's so like my balls sweat so fucking much. And when you yeah. wear this, it really works.
Right.
And you don't have swamp ass and swampy balls.
No, yeah. no more ball soup for you.
Yeah.
No.
And again, like let's say you worked all day and it's not like you were running around all day, but you know, guys, you sweat a little bit even yeah. during the course of the day, especially here in Houston during the summer. I can just literally take my pants off, drop my drawers, and spray this Crop Reviver,
yes.
and everything smells amazing, and it's ready to go, and it's refreshing.
Yeah, it is.
One of the things for you and her.
When you go to like a football game or even like WrestleMania where you're going to be somewhere hot all day long and your balls are just fucking sweating and it sucks, they're sticky, the Crop Preserver does the job. It's awesome. It really is. So get the performance package. And again, 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code WHOARYOU.
Who are you?
Again, 20% off free shipping with the code WHOARYOU at manscaped.com. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. That's right.
I guess we could have used any button and the bust and nut was already taken. So we had to do Who Are You?
But well, yeah, you don't want to bust your nuts.
No.
You know, you...
That was the one he pitched.
Bust a nut.
And they're like, no. Yeah. Everyone likes Who Are You. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, all right. Thank you again, Manscaped. Now we can move on to Raw. Manscaped. We open with Seth freaking Rollins. And yeah, he says it's been 2 years since we've had the championship match. So he put out an open challenge on Twitter.
Twitter.
On Twitter.
And Damian Priest accepted.
On Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah, that's right.
I accepted, did. Eric accepted, but
yeah,
Priest
all,
gets it.
We all did.
What the hell?
Yeah,
I even tried to DM him, and they
yeah,
were like,
yeah.
I mean, come on.
This is bullshit.
It sure is. It's bullshit.
So then Priest.
Fucking Seth.
Priest and Finn Balor come out, and Seth asks, where's Dominic and Rhea? Are they making out?
Yeah. Ooh. Even he was like, making out? Ugh.
And Priest says, you don't have to worry about them. And then Seth basically... calls Priest and Balor gay lovers.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you two are around each other all the time. When you go to the bathroom, does Finn hold your... And then Balor interrupts.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, does Finn hold your cock while you take a piss and shit? Does he give you a Blumpkin in the bathroom while you're dropping a deuce?
Ooh.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, so?
Too far. Too far.
So then Seth gets Priest to agree to leave Judgment Day in the back for their match. And Priest tells Seth, you're about to have one of the shortest title reigns ever. But Seth says, it's already longer than his. What? I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll get to that later. But first, we've got Becky Lynch versus Sonya Deville, Money in the Bank qualifying match.
For the life of me, I could not figure out who's going to win this one. Just,
wow. I mean, come on. Sonya's got Chelsea Green interfering ringside. And yes. You got Trish Stratus and Zoe Stark coming out to watch. And
yeah.
Becky won with the manhandle slam.
Yeah. Becky wins easily.
Yeah. Chelsea interfered a bunch. That's why this match was in 5 seconds. I honestly thought it was going to start and she was just going to hit the manhandle slam for the
win. Right, honestly.
And she tried to.
Right.
So Becky's in. But I don't see her winning. It's just they want a star in this match, obviously.
Yeah.
Backstage, Byron Saxton asks Sami Zayn about what happened with the bloodline. And Sami says, I'm not one to tell you I told you so. And then Kevin Owens sitting next to him is like, psh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Gunther and Imperium walk up.
Before you move on, don't you think Sami's always talking about it? And like, that's going to be something someday. Like they're foreshadowing something.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Owens is always like, dude. Like, that's enough. Like, we're done with them. But Sam was like, yeah, but I was working on these guys this whole time. And
yeah.
I'm starting to see it come through. Like, I want to see the payoff. So
they're going to be best friends someday.
You think?
Again.
Yeah.
Sam and the Usos, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, so Gunther and Imperium talk shit. So KO freaks out. He tells Gunther, tag, you're in! And he heads to the ring.
Wow.
And we have an impromptu Kevin Owens versus Gunther. What a nice surprise for what is mostly a shitty episode of Raw.
Like a WrestleMania main event match. You know,
seriously.
I'll take anything at this point.
Any
good wrestling match.
I am not complaining.
Right.
KO hit a Swanton. Then Vinci and Kaiser attack Sami Zayn. So Owens went after them. KO hit Kaiser with a stunner. But then Gunther quickly grabbed Owens from behind and beat him with a roll up. At least Owens was protected, though.
A little bit. Yeah, still but a roll up. That was a nice long match. It was good. There was plenty of great stuff in that match. Yeah, it was a good match.
Yeah. Next up, Kathy Kelly interviews Matt Riddle backstage.
Ooh, Kathy Kelly.
He kind of forgot his lines at the beginning of it.
Well, he was high.
Well, when is he not?
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
So Riddle says,
nope.
Riddle's like, I'm so tired of Imperium cheating all the time, bro. Like, what?
Yeah.
And she's like, huh? But then Vinci and Kaiser walk up, and Kaiser pokes Riddle's chest like a cartoon bully.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you going to do about it? And Riddle attacks them. He puts Vinci in an ankle lock until the refs pull him off. And then Corey Graves said, I don't think we've ever seen that side of Riddle before. you know, that feud with Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
Where he was pissed off for like 4 months?
Yeah, right.
I mean, Riddle used to fight for real, Corey.
It's been said.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was said.
He used to fight for cereal.
Yeah.
So,
so how long before we get Owen, Sammy, and Riddle versus Imperium?
Next week.
Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
Well, they've got at least, those both have to be title matches, right? Yeah. Riddle versus Gunther and then...
Yeah, probably.
KO and Sammy versus Imperium, even though they've already beaten them, but now they'll get a title shot because fuck it.
Fuck it.
Next up, we have a video package for Caden Carter and Katana Chance.
We
bring the party and everyone's included.
Oh.
They should have said, like, hi, my name's Caden and I like to party.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Katana and I like to party.
She's basically like, there's a party in her pants. Want to come? Wink. Yes.
So hard I do.
Yes. Yes.
Like that. Come like him. Oh. You'll come like Andrew Pisano comes.
And when they walk, you know, Rhonda and Shayna aren't exactly. Yeah. Rhonda and Shayna aren't exactly. Oh, God.
Sorry, go ahead.
They're not exactly like giant people, Rhonda and Shayna.
No.
And yet they're literally half their size when they walk up.
Yeah,
what are they, 3 feet tall?
Yes.
Yes.
That could be fun.
Casey Catanzaro. So wait, like, I'm sorry.
Here's Casey, right here. Just in the, that's your real partner. Life.
Right. Casey Catanzaro.
Like, who are you?
Katana Chance.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, your name's going to be Katana Chance.
I'm a genius.
What the fuck does that mean?
She's a sword.
She's a sword.
I'll take swords for $500, Alex.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, Byron Saxton interviews Ronda and Shayna Baszler backstage. Ronda says they're elevating the women's tag titles.
Okay.
And they'll
From
defend
what?
Them.
Shit.
And they'll defend them against anyone who's got the balls.
From here
to here.
To here.
So yeah, Kanan and Katana walk up. They're like, it'd be an honor to wrestle our first match on Raw against you. So they do it. It's an untitled match, of course. Shayna stomped on Katana's arm,
mm-hmm.
but then her arm was fine 5 seconds later.
Of course.
Completely fine.
Right.
Then Kanan gave Shayna a really lame version of MJF's Heat Seeker. Don't do that. You look terrible.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Then Kanan and Katana hit Ronda with their finisher after party, which also doesn't look... It's a weird finisher. Like, Kanan holds Ronda like she's going to give her a neck breaker, and then Katana does a 450 splash onto her, and it's just weird. It just looks awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. Shayna, it's got to be timed perfectly to even look decent.
Correct.
Yeah. And it's not.
Shayna breaks up the pin, and then she eventually makes Kanan tap to the Kirifuda clutch.
Yep.
Thanks for coming, girls.
Okay.
You're never winning these titles.
No. Yeah. Thanks for coming, Andrew.
Oh, you're welcome. Next up, we have speaking of coming, we got a Johnny Gargano video package.
Game package.
He says the Johnny Gargano story is just getting started.
Let's hope.
Meanwhile, Vince is watching like,
fuck.
Yeah, Vince is like, wait, we still have this guy? And Triple H is like, God damn it, I told you not to play that.
The video package was really good because like he was like, yeah, I came to NXT. They told me that I didn't have a spot here. I don't deserve to be here. 5 years later, I'm the face of the company.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Until they rebranded the company.
And then they changed my music.
Yeah.
This Rebel Heart. That's his new music.
And then made me go a different way. But here I am in WWE.
Just trying to, you know, do it myself. Right. It's been like 4 weeks now since the Champa tease.
I know.
I guess it's over.
It's gone.
It's over.
This is, we're going to call him Johnny Edging.
Johnny Edging.
Because that's what he's doing.
Pretty soon we'll see Champa on Elevation.
Level up.
They're like, they have like a stack of wrestlers that haven't like that need a push or something. Then, all right, now we got Ciampa. And Vince is like, put it back to the bottom. Okay. All right. We'll deal with that in a few months.
In a few months, we're going to see Ciampa job to Orange Cassidy on Dynamite.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
Oh, no. Backstage, Bronson Reed tells Ricochet he's lucky to be in the Money in the Bank ladder match. And Ricochet says, lucky? I beat The Miz. And then this is where Reed should have laughed for 5 minutes.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And then Ricochet tells Reed Nakamura ended your undefeated streak.
Nope.
I'm sorry. What?
No.
Reed lost at Elimination Chamber. He lost at Backlash. He lost at Battle Royal on Raw.
Yeah.
Remember Uncle Bobby?
Yeah. Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bobby.
Yeah, you're not my uncle, aren't you?
Are you my...
I'm your nephew.
Are you my uncle? Never. So then Nakamura walks up and he tells Reed, I beat you. And Reed's like, whatever, I'm going to call Uncle Bobe.
I'll call him.
And then Ricochet and Nakamura talk a little friendly trash because they're fighting in the next match.
Fight for nothing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who's going to get the momentum for Money in the Bank?
Got it.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. I'm going to guess neither.
Neither. Because Reed had to ruin this fun match by attacking both men. For a double DQ, and then he hits Ricochet with a tsunami. The fans chanted one more time, and at least he was smart enough to not do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Don't listen to the crowd when you're a heel.
Yeah.
Next up, we go backstage, and we've got Alpha Academy doing some...
Comedy bullshit!
And Chad Gable and Otis tell Maxine that they're going to train her so that she could fight Valhalla.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
She's hot. That's her job.
Yeah.
And her job is not to wrestle.
Right. And all you can see on her shirt is ho.
Yeah. It's supposed to say shoo, but you can't see the S. But just
and the
goes,
S takes on the back.
Ho. People are like, the Attitude Era is back.
Wait, where's the Godfather?
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
That'll be Otis in a few weeks.
That's what's sad about when the Godfather shows up now and he has no hose. the saddest thing ever.
He still dances and looks around like they're there. No.
What are you looking at? Remember last time he was...
Imaginative Hose?
He was there for JBL's poker tournament. Remember that? It was a big success!
Yeah.
What? Someone stole the money. Like, what are you talking about?
You ruined it. Terribly. You shut it down.
Britt killed a guy.
Oh, yeah. My God.
All right, moving on. We've got Ms. TV.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I felt.
Yeah.
I wanted to put my head through the wall.
Well, at least it didn't start the show.
No. So Mrs. Guest is the American Nightmare, Cody One-Arm Rhodes, and he tells Cody, you look dashing. It's like, those jokes have been made 100 times since Cody's been back.
Uh-huh.
He also says, Brock Lesnar broke your arm, and now you want to fight him anywhere, anytime. Isn't that stupid?
Kind of.
So Cody, what does Cody do? He does what everyone does when they're in the ring with The Miz.
I hadn't heard it called stupid until just now. I had heard some people say that it was crazy. I heard someone say that it took balls. You know a tiny little bit about that, right?
You know a tiny little bit about that. Really? You too, Cody? You got to do the ball thing?
Right. He's reading his script.
You have creative control.
Does he?
And is...
I guess not.
Not anymore. Right,
right. Not 100%.
Or he was just like, cheap pop, ball. And you know what? People don't even care anymore.
Yeah.
No one really popped for that.
No.
Cody says Brock Lesnar is currently hibernating, so we won't see the Beast for a while.
SummerSlam.
And then Miz says he has a second guest, and it's Dominic Mysterio. So, okay, he went from feuding with Brock Lesnar. And granted, those matches suck, but it's Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's going to go from Brock Lesnar to Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah. Oh, I got an email today. Lesnar confirmed
yeah.
for the Houston Raw.
Card subject to change.
Yeah. When is that? In July?
July 31st.
It's the go-home show for
It's the go-home Raw.
Which, as we know, the go-home shows are always the worst.
Yeah.
Fucking episodes.
That's the, yeah. It's the worst.
They used to be the best.
Yeah.
You know, Attitude Era, Ruthless. No, now they're the worst ones.
Used to have, I don't know, like Stone Cold in the ring, and then Undertaker would come out and choke slam him. Then Kane would come out and tombstone him. Then Kurt Angle would come out and like give him the angle slam.
Yeah.
The Rock would give him the rock bottom, and then Stone Cold would stun everybody. And that would be your go-home show.
Nowadays, yeah. You have Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar playing tug-of-war with like, a championship.
You ready? I'm ready. You ready? You ready? I'm going to show you listen. I'm going to teach you listen.
I'll teach you listen.
And Vince is just like, fade out now! Fade out! Give them nothing and take from them everything!
It's basically
easy. Yeah. Leonidas.
Yeah.
So Dominic comes out with Ripley. The crowd boos Dominic and Rhea says, show some respect for my Latino heat and I'm not going to let all your penises hurt Dominic's feelings.
Right. Well, now, I don't know if you guys heard it, but when she says Dom-Dom, it sounds like Dum-Dum, right?
Xavier Woods made that joke, too.
Yeah.
I think that's the joke, right? I mean...
Dum-Dum.
Dum-Dum. I also can't stand the people that are saying Dominic's amazing on Twitter. It's my brain hurts when they say
that. The crowd doesn't want to hear him so badly that they scream at the top of their lungs every time he tries to talk.
Yeah,
that means they hate him.
Was Vicky Guerrero great? No, she was fucking terrible. When Roman Reigns sucked, everyone would boo the fuck out of him.
Yeah,
because just like get him the fuck out. We don't want. I'm changing the channel.
Anti Vicky.
Yes.
Oh,
anti Vicky. So Dominic calls Cody a deadbeat dad, just like my dad. And Cody says, "Oh, I know that 15 minutes in jail was rough for you. Hard times indeed. You even have a worse prison tattoo than me." And I know that Rey Mysterio has made some terrible mistakes because I'm looking at one.
That was a good line.
So Dominic slaps Cody in the face and hides behind Mommy.
And she's like, do it. And I'm just like, you know what I'm like?
Oh, yeah.
Hit her!
Fuck her face.
Something. Hit her with your cast.
Hit her with your cock. Yeah! Yeah!
Clearly. Imagine just pulls it out and slaps her across the face with it.
That's so renegade. Takes it out, winds it up.
And just fucking smacks her in the face.
Like fucking Indiana Jones. And he goes, now that's hard times.
She's like, oh. He's like, oh, God damn it. I forgot how hardcore she was.
So you're saying Cody is like the guys in basketball in the locker room? It's fucking Dick Flies.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. So Miz laughs in Cody's face, and since he can't hit Dominic or Mommy, he knocks out Miz with his cast.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, shouldn't he have just done that to Brock? Didn't even hurt him.
He tried.
I guess.
He tried in the second match.
Right. Come on now.
Yeah.
Just constantly be swinging the cast at Brock.
Miz, he's got a glass forehead.
Glass forehead.
Glass body.
Glass head. Glass body. Glass everything.
Glass everything.
Glass balls.
Glass balls.
This is a little concerning. Although she's been doing a lot of this like since he came back. But Brandi Rhodes did tweet,
"No, no,
Papa won't hit Mommy, but Mommy will."
No.
And she won't.
No.
Sorry.
She
please,
can.
Please no.
I think even Cody, Cody's got to know at this point, my career will be over.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, hey, honey. God. Hey, honey.
Yeah, baby. Hey, I'm on the road.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten the email from Vince with my contract. Can you call him again, please? Yeah.
So
no.
I'm going through a tunnel.
Money in the Bank is the end of this month, right?
Dip tunnel. Miz. Cock.
Balls.
Rhea,
Could you imagine a pay-per-view match, Rhea and Dom versus Brandi and Cody?
Oh, dude, God.
God, Eric.
Holy
Whoa.
Shit.
You just gave Vince an idea.
I'm a genius.
Oh, no.
No, it'd be like Duff Beer. Well, that's the end of me.
Yeah.
It's such good shit.
Why does my contract say a match?
A match. This can't be a pay-per-view match. Like... Dominic versus Cody.
No.
When is Cody's broken arm going to heal?
Two weeks.
He'll wrestle at Money in the Bank. When is Money in the Bank? The end of the month?
It's like in two weeks, right? The first of July?
First of July.
A couple weeks.
And then SummerSlam is the end of July or like August 1st?
Like first weekend in August.
Yeah. Okay. So it's the beginning of July.
Yeah.
Money in the Bank.
Plenty of time to heal a fake broken arm.
So yeah, he's got to at least be in Money in the Bank, not fucking... fighting Dominic.
Right.
He'll probably be in that too. They'll probably both be in that fucking thing. And then Brock will show up and
take it all.
Cost him the fucking Money in the Bank.
Yeah. This time he won't just enter into the match and take it.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And Mustafa Ali will just be pissing his pants for 30 seconds.
Even though
his
hand is on the case. Just grab it. You're going to get beaten up either way. Just grab the case. Yeah. Grab the case and run.
Hey.
He's on the entrance ramp. It's 100 feet away.
Hey, Vince, I'm reading the script. Do I really have to look like a fucking piece of shit in this?
I can't believe you wrote that.
Look like you said a little bitch fuckboy. Do I have to look like a little bitch fuckboy like you wrote here?
I think you said that same exact thing when it
Yeah, probably.
Oh my God.
All right, next up we've got Natalya versus Zoe Stark. Money in the Bank qualifying match.
Oi.
One of them's got to do it. Trish kicked Natalya while the ref wasn't looking.
Yeah.
And Zoe hit go to tits for the win. Yeah. Hey, go to tits.
Go to tits.
Go to my tits.
Go to tits.
Good night.
Oh, it was bad. Then we have a backstage promo from Paul Heyman. Visitors pass.
But was he actually there?
We didn't do that for Dom because aren't they?
No.
Or are they Raw now fully?
Yeah, they're Raw.
Yeah. And he just hyped SmackDown. He says Jey Uso will choose between Jimmy and Roman Reigns, but he's like, he's going to choose Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
So, which he probably will for now. I don't know. Then we've got Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin versus Indosure.
They get the jobber entrance.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, come on.
Do they even have music at this point?
They didn't even bother to have a match, which I think it makes it worse.
Yeah. Like, Indosure, you're new. You got to start racking up wins, right?
Right, right.
You know, wins and losses matter.
Yeah.
Just kidding. So, yeah, they just murder them before the match.
Yeah, like, you're not even worth fighting, I guess.
With their manager, Christian Cage Mahal.
That's right. Yeah.
With his turtleneck.
Yeah.
At least Veer didn't slip this time, so that's good.
Yeah.
And they did a different move to get in the ring, so he didn't slip.
Right.
That's true.
They're like, don't ever, 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 ever do that again.
Yeah. But I love Carnage.
No one knows how to stop me because I can't stop.
That's winning the worst promo bracket part 3. I'm just spoiler alert. It's gonna win. I will vote for that every goddamn time.
And Corey Graves even was like, "Look at the carnage." I feel like he was making fun of him.
Yeah, of course. So finally, we have Damian Priest versus Seth freaking Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. Kevin Patrick, and this must have been a Vince note, he called this one of the biggest main events in history.
Well, what?
In history?
No.
Come on.
Not even the like history of Raw. Like, it's not. Not the history of Raw. Not even the history of main event. Holy shit,
How
man.
Can you try to sell that to your audience? Come on now.
Right.
Come Seth on. Gave Priest the barricade bomb, but it didn't go as expected. Priest didn't really, he didn't throw him far enough.
Well,
Seth was thinking he's got Balor on his fucking shoulders.
Yeah, but Priest also didn't throw his arms back, so he just like landed on his ass.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I loved it.
Balor came out, but Seth super kicked him. And then back in the ring, Priest clotheslined Seth, and then he asked Balor, why are you here? And then Rollins ends up retaining with the curb stomp. After the match, Balor gets in the ring, and he and Seth stare each other down. So I guess that's credits. The Money in the Bank match. A match we've seen. A match we've seen over and over again.
Yeah.
You were a heel, and then I was a heel, and now you're a heel. It's amazing.
We just saw this match. What? Oh, it was in the tournament for this fucking belt.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't need it again. I guess there's no one else.
Sir. Is
there's...
there no one else?
Yeah.
But they're kind of teasing a breakup of Judgment Day by the Why Are You right. Here?
Yeah, why are you
I
here?
Hope that's true.
For sure. So Rhea can finally get
right.
out. My so, God.
When that happened yesterday was a year to the day where they kicked Edge out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Great.
Jesus. So, a year ago, one of the dumbest things ever.
Yes.
Fucking crazy. Yeah. They never Imagine. Got... the whole rumor behind that was that Bruce Pritchard wanted to make them have like magical powers, and they never went that direction.
No,
so.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine that group with Edge leading it and Finn right now. That'd be like a great faction.
Sure.
Because when Edge was in charge, like, yeah, Priest would do the All Rise, and
yeah.
But Edge would cut a serious promo, not Finn Balor, who's like, Judgment Day, and he's like, what are you doing?
Hey.
Yeah.
You fucking dork.
Hey, small fry, get out of here.
But he was always, Finn Balor was always cool. Yeah. And then he joins Judgment Day, and he's the biggest nerd ever. Like, he's fucking sucks.
You fucking dork.
Yeah.
You fucking dork. Every time he flexes his muscles, and he's a little guy, he goes,
Yeah, he reminds me what? Of Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilbert. Jesus. Anyways, that's Raw.
Yeah.
So let's give some awards.
All right.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Lacey Evans.
I also had Lacey Evans.
That is correct.
Sweet. Yes.
Best dressed?
I had Bianca.
I went Vega this week.
Vega.
She had that ass just hanging out.
So did Bianca.
Ooh, right?
I
know.
I forgot to. Sorry. Oh, God. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Worst well, acting?
You don't have to do it. It's on the.
Right.
I feel like I have to act it out.
I had Michael Cole, and I'll explain why with my worst comment.
Okay. I had Dominic.
And to comment, Joe, I can't help it. I just comment.
Yeah, right.
My worst acting was Dominic, yeah. Best acting?
I had Triple H. Anytime he's going to be in the ring and hype me up on something, I'm in.
I had Roman Reigns. He was great in that segment.
I had the Usos.
Yeah.
Usos.
Yeah. They were good.
Yeah. Certainly not anyone from Raw. I mean, you know.
No.
I
don't watch
Raw. Yeah, Roman didn't like it either. Worst comment?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is Cole. After the Top Dollar and OC match. My name is Top Dollar and I got knocked over. AJ Styles took me out. And Corey went, what?
You mean Wade?
I mean, I'm sorry, Wade. Yeah, Wade Barrett. Was like, what?
What?
Like, what are you doing?
What is the? I've got some bad news. Yeah. You suck.
I'm afraid you've got some bad news from Vince. Like, and then he rapped again after that.
Oh God.
Okay, so that's
like, oh, I don't know.
I wasn't listening.
So that wins.
God. Yeah.
When Pretty Shitty was out there. Wade Barrett called them like Michael Cole was like, yeah, they call their Friday night SmackDown when they're on, and Wade's like, yo, they're great. And Cole's like, boy, you've changed.
Yeah. What the
fucking gay. I had Theory saying I want to be the United States champion for 13 years.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Eric?
I'm going to go with...
Go with Joe's. Yeah, no, yeah, that's really...
that's fucking... Ah, wow, horrid.
Like, I kind of want to hear it now, yeah, even though I'm going to be so angry. Top Dollar. What did he say again? What was it?
My name's Top Dollar, and I got knocked over. AJ Styles knocked me the fuck out. No, I didn't say the fuck.
I wish.
AJ Styles knocked me out.
All right, best comment?
I had Cody saying, I know that because I'm looking at one. I liked that.
Okay.
I had, I think Corey said, I think the boot woke Owens up. Like, he got booted and then, like, it kind of woke him up because he was getting destroyed.
I just had Roman after, like, hugging Jimmy, just no. Mm. Like, yeah. Oh, you bastard.
Yeah. Yep.
Worst match?
I had Lacey versus Zelina.
I had Natalya Starks.
I had Natalya Stark.
Lacey's been away a long time and it showed.
Yeah.
Super slow-mo.
I had Natalya Stark.
I had OC Hit Row.
I had OC Shit Row.
Yeah. What the fuck? Would you guys do it together?
It's not. This isn't that hard, Eric.
No. Which best match?
Best match? That's easy.
Priest versus Seth.
Fuck off.
Get out of here.
KO Gunther.
It ended in, like, craziness.
It was
what?
In a roll-up.
We've never seen it before.
It ended in a roll-up.
Oh, who cares?
That was a bad
one. You fucking
I've
schmucks.
Said it before. I don't care when heels win with roll-ups.
Nice.
Plus, it's KO Gunther. Come on, Eric.
Come on.
Jesus. Fucking bullshit.
First title
you let
defense.
Priest win an award. Jesus.
Jesus.
First title Grow defense
up.
In two
Grow
years.
Up.
Did that even count?
You better lock it up.
You better lock it up.
Priest had a 0.0 chance of winning that shit.
Did you do the motorboat? You motorboat and son of a bitch.
Worst move?
Were they built for speed?
Or comfort?
Yeah.
That's the best.
Go to tits.
Best move?
Sweep it.
Speaking of...
I had Jimmy's shove of Roman's face. So that was awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I had.
I'm changing mine to that.
Yeah. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Get out of my face. I'll get inside your face.
Yeah.
Very sexual show.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you. Very sexual podcast. Worst moment?
I had the fucking...
I'm sorry?
Huh?
The section. I had the Grayson Waller effect.
Okay.
The whole thing.
I had AJ feuding with Hit Row.
Yeah. Mm. I had to choose between Theory and Dominic. And because I gave Dominic worst acting, I'm going to give Theory's promo worst moment.
Okay.
This starts your show. Yeah. Austin. Who's worse on the mic? Dominic or Theory? At least Dominic gets the crowd yelling at him. Like, he sucks, but Theory sucks, and no one cares. Theory talks, and they go to sleep.
Yeah, I agree. I can see your point.
Like,
I would say Theory's worse.
So bad.
No heat.
Nothing. Can't get anything.
Yeah.
Best moment?
I'm just going to go with the solo spike.
Yeah, this that
the Samoan blood, spike. Yeah, the bloodline
yeah.
promo.
No segment. Spike. Jay's in the ring holding his brother.
No, Spike.
What you going to do?
No, Spike. Really kill good. Brooklyn.
All right, breaking news. I didn't really have much for breaking news, so I saw this, and I like to make fun of Natalya. So Natalya was on a podcast recently, and she was bitching that her match with Ronda Rousey last year didn't get enough love. You know why, Natalya? Because you suck.
Yeah.
It's like when a contestant on American Idol, like, doesn't know they can't sing.
Right.
You know, and Simon's like, you're awful. But my mom told me I'm great at wrestling. No, you can't wrestle. But my dad was Jim Neidhart. Well, you should get... fuck you. You suck at wrestling.
That isn't transferable versus through genes.
She also said that nobody has embraced the word bitch the way that she has. And she's like, I think I claim ownership of that word now. It's like, yeah, you do it every time. It's lame. So,
yeah.
Any other news?
No, I didn't have any.
All right, let's get to rumors.
Okay.
Because we got some better stuff there.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So there's a rumor going around that WWE wanted Bray Wyatt to bring back The Fiend because they didn't like the Uncle Howdy character or the Pitch Black match, even though they made $1 million. yeah. from Mountain Dew.
Right.
and they're saying Bray reportedly refused. And the man who designed the mask, mm-hmm. His name's Jason Baker. Him and Tom Savini own that company together.
Uh-huh.
They do Asuka's masks as well. But he responded to a tweet saying, that might be a little difficult considering that all of the mask molds were destroyed last year.
Oh.
Like the Fiend mask molds. Maybe Bray told them to. I don't know.
How could Bray even have that power to tell them what to do?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
But that's what he claimed, so no more Fiend.
They can't make a new mold?
I guess, yeah.
You can't make a new fucking mold?
New fucking mold. Will we even see Bray again? No, that's the other thing.
It does.
Also, Dave Meltzer says Cody versus Brock 3 will be at SummerSlam, which is expected.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Alvarez mentioned it'll be a stipulation that we haven't seen in a long time. Some fans are thinking like maybe a dog collar match or something.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Fun.
I mean, those could be good, but again, both of their matches have sucked pretty hard.
Yeah.
It just don't make it so that Cody's just so vulnerable the whole match. Like,
right.
Both matches had lame endings. And then PW Insider reports that Vince McMahon and a lot of other WWE office executives were at Raw since they were in Connecticut. And once again, Vince was making a lot of changes.
Shocker.
Which when you watch the show and you're like, it's like someone took a huge shit. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's why.
Makes a lot of sense.
Poison.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sell it to Endeavor and then poison. Poison.
Yeah.
Vince, you've been poisoning it.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Any other rumors?
No, I didn't have anything this week.
All right, trivia time.
Trivia. Gunther has successfully defended his Intercontinental Championship 11 times. The last time a wrestler defended the IC title more than 10 times in a single reign was who?
The Miz?
No.
Is it later than that?
Because you think about the IC title, either it's never defended, like Shinsuke.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or they transferred a lot, right? Because it's that time.
Right.
So,
Honky Tonk, man.
I can give you the years as a hint.
Okay.
This was in 2010-2011.
Was it Cody?
No.
Kofi?
No. Another hint, they're still with the company. Technically.
Bray Wyatt. No, I'm just kidding.
Baby.
They're still technically with the company, so they're just...
Yeah, they show up now and then.
Do they wrestle?
Yeah. You got a new guy coming up?
Dolph Ziggler.
To take a loss. Yeah, Dolph Ziggler.
Ah.
Yeah. It's a lot of successful title defenses.
And that was only like in a month, 11 title
defenses. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Right. That's right. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Good job, Eric.
Thank you.
Even though Eric, you know, Joe basically gave it to you with the thing. Okay. But you said it first.
I did.
So you get the credit.
I do.
Even if it's, you know, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I'm a winner, damn it.
All right. Fan questions. CM Punk's crack dealer. You know, he's always first. He's always the first person to submit a fan question.
He must have, like, notifications turned on.
I think he's on crack. he says, Miz is my second favorite wrestler ever. First, stop right there. Next week, I want you to tell us, if Miz is your second, who's number one?
Really? I want to... No. That'll be Stone Cold, Rock, or whoever, like maybe Kevin Owens. I want to know who's number three. Who is Miz ahead of?
Right.
I want that
everyone
guy.
Else.
Right. Maybe 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
He says, I was wondering this last night. Do you guys think The Miz has overachieved or underachieved in his career?
What? He was on Road Rules. He's way overachieved.
Overachieved.
Are you kidding
1,000%.
Main evented WrestleMania and won.
Yeah.
Against John Cena.
With The Rock involved.
CM Punk's crack dealer.
Yeah.
You know, Miz is your second favorite wrestler ever. More power to you. He's definitely not mine.
Yeah.
Like, to me, The Miz has sucked most of his career. Like, the only time I really thought he was entertaining was in 2016 when he was the IC champ.
Yeah.
And he was cutting those promos. That was when he, you know, the Daniel Bryan thing on Talking Smack and everything.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Definitely overachieved. Kimbo, does JD McDonough suffer from dwarfism? Or does he just have a massive head? His forehead is a sniper's dream.
Jesus.
It's, I mean, he's got a good point there.
Ooh. Wow.
He's got a great point.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the kind of forehead that snipers dream about.
Yeah. It's a five head. Dylan, thanks to Eric. Every time I hear Brock Lesnar's theme, all I hear is Eric in my head going, chun, 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 chun.
I mean, that's more you.
I know. Did you do it? Maybe you did it recently.
Probably.
It's like, I did that.
Because I think you did the deedly, 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 deedly.
I was doing that before this podcast. And like a long time ago, Aaron Rosa was like, I need you to record that on my phone so that could be my music. That could be your music when you call me. Like, just doing that.
Wow.
And then One Punch Man says, I always get Owen Wilson's dragged out wow stuck in my head when listening to the show. I didn't even realize we do that. We go, wow.
Wow.
Sometimes.
Wow.
Not a
wow. I do that with my friends all the time.
We didn't do it today until just now.
Just now.
Wow. The Rizzler. So my wife was briefly watching that Gunther KO match and points out Kaiser's package, saying how he either has some flow going on or he's hung. Well, fuck. Now that's all I see when Kaiser's on TV.
My God, just don't look, brah.
By the way, I will admit that every time Kaiser does his intro and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, blah, 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 sit up on your feet for... It's like, yeah.
Duh. Yeah,
he really leans into right. that.
He goes, duh. Yeah.
So, duh, big general.
Just tweet him and tell him it's not polite to point.
Yeah. The Wizard of Mackinfart. Mm. You said in a podcast once that kendo sticks don't hurt. That was a joke quote. I said they hurt. I beg to differ. I ordered one and let my buddy hit me on the back shirtless. The sting is what you get. The sting is what gets you because of the cracks. I now spank my 9-year-old with it, and she doesn't misbehave anymore.
Jesus Christ.
What? Don't care if people
I don't
think
you should say that out loud, sir.
He says, don't care if people think it's wrong. I live in Mississippi, so we still date our cousins here. Anyways, if I was to send it to y'all, would y'all be willing to hit Josh or Eric with it?
Oh,
on the
we would totally hit Josh with it.
I have two kendo sticks. That's also why I know they
hurt. I'll take it. I'll take a kendo stick.
And when I kendo stick that guy's back at... In Mania in 2019, yeah. His back was all like, fucked up. Amir, there's a rumor that Vince wants to make Roman a super baby face again.
Sure.
If that's true, how do you guys think they should do it?
Don't.
I think it's definitely true. It's probably going to happen at some point for sure. How should they do it?
I mean,
you know, Solo's going to have to spike Roman when he's he's going to go, you know, Usos, you guys can come back.
Right.
Come back to the family. I fucked up. And then he spikes them and something like that.
Like, I think
he's going to have to, like they break up. They're finally away from each other for a while. Roman's alone. And then, like, he gets injured. I don't, like, it's some sort of situation where, like, you know, Triple H saving or Shawn saving Triple H.
Yeah. Like, the three of them are getting destroyed by a new faction.
Yeah.
And their faces now. And Roman saves them.
That would be a huge pop.
Sure.
That would be a huge moment.
Or, like, you could
have 5 years from now after he's not the champion anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you could have it where, like, if Roman actually loses,
yeah,
he starts blaming Solo for not making sure he wins, and Solo just murders him, and then he's gone for months.
They're going to pop Solo. He's the heel.
Yeah, that's true.
But if Roman's, every time you come back, you're a face.
Well, he'd have to leave, yeah.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. Mets dodged a bullet on DeGrom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tommy John again.
Jeez.
If you could have any wrestler or athlete never get hurt so you could witness their whole career healthy, who would it be? Let's just stick to wrestling. What wrestler whose career ended early? I mean, Stone Cold.
Yeah. How old was he when he left?
Like in his 30s.
38, 39.
I don't even think he was that old. How old is he now?
I mean, I would say Kurt Angle, but then we wouldn't have gotten Perk Angle.
Yeah, but he went to TNA. It's not like he got hurt and left.
Okay, so he was 38. Yeah. Still, I mean, we only got, like, by the time Stone Cold got big, he was only around for a few more years.
I mean, does death count as an injury?
Yeah.
Owen Hart? What a horrible injury he had.
horrible injury.
The Dashing Dan, people really ridiculed John Cena's springboard stunner, which he used for a few months because it looked clunky and contrived. Why is the Cody Cutter any different? Does the whole indie darling factor really warp our opinions that much? Also, that silly fall down then uppercut move he always uses. I'm not really all that convinced by Cody's moveset overall. Well, that was a Goldust move.
Yeah, he's just doing, it's an homage to his brother. And the Cody Cutter is a lot smoother than the Cena one that he used to do.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
Cena did that to Stardust.
Yeah. But I mean, I didn't even hate
Cody
Cena.
Was like, I'll do it better.
I appreciated Cena trying something different because he's a three moves of doom guy and he was trying other stuff.
He finally told Vince, I'm leaving unless you let me do some shit.
Yeah.
Let me actually wrestle a match.
Yeah.
And then he wrestled and we're like, oh, he can wrestle.
Yeah. God. You think back of some of those like open challenges he had.
Yes.
Like Owen, Sami Zayn, Stardust. Great.
Even Zack Ryder, woo. He was the only one that didn't get to kick out of the AA. Like everyone else kicked out of the AA.
Of course.
For Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
Jake Baker, Push Fire Barry, Trish Stratus promo every week, 3 hour SmackDown, or Dominic as World Heavyweight Champion.
Push Trish?
I mean, yeah, that's only a few minutes.
Push Dom because you didn't specify for how long.
One day.
Fire.
Oh.
Fire 3 hour SmackDown.
Always.
The Barry, longest shows. Barry Trish.
Yeah.
Frank Dingaling. Do y'all follow or have seen Inside the Ropes on Facebook? Excellent stories told by wrestling personalities. Mm. I got some trivia from one story. What WWE Hall of Famer is terrified of cucumbers?
Oh, Undertaker.
Undertaker.
What?
Yeah.
Terrified of him.
What if they go up your asshole?
Right. I was going to say, did someone do that to him? Someone put a cucumber up his butt.
Hey, Eric, we all have a past. All right.
Well. Digging holes and shoving cucumber up my holes.
Right.
Up my soul.
My soul.
Sucking souls and filling holes.
Did you watch the Sunny Dark Side? How was it?
Good. I knew most of the info because I've watched a lot of interviews about it, but no, it was good. There was some stuff I didn't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good episode for sure.
Did you see the, like someone did the adrenaline in something Cody Rhodes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Nicholas Mason, who's your fantasy Mr. Money in the Bank pick and who do they cash in on?
I mean, the dream would be Cody cashing in on Roman, but that's not going to happen. I mean, LA Knight, like you said, that's a good pick.
Well, but your fantasy.
I could see him cashing in on Seth.
Who's my favorite guy right now that hasn't won the big one yet?
Maybe Xavier Woods. That's how he gets his push.
Sami Zayn.
Maybe a heel Woods on Seth.
Oh, Sammy. Oh, my God. Sammy
could
cashing
you imagine
in on Roman?
If Sammy the ultimate fuck in you. On Seth.
The ultimate fuck you.
Sammy cashing on Seth?
Yeah, sure.
Or I would want Roman, and he beats Roman.
Well, I mean, come on.
One Punch Man bracket suggestion, greatest wrestling video game. Keep up the great work, guys. I don't think there's enough great wrestling video games to make a bracket.
Yeah.
But yeah.
There's probably like 8 really good ones.
I really like the second SmackDown game on the PlayStation.
That one was really good.
Ripiola, Dominic wins a title and holds it for 1,000 days, or Nia Jax comes back and beats Gunther for the IC title. What is this? Is this, would you like just awful? Eric, would you rather?
Eric, piss or shit? You gotta eat one. You gotta.
You have to.
Hey, Eric, I'm gonna cut off your left testicle or your right testicle.
Oh, man. Which one?
Pizza or hot dogs?
I can either spit in your eye with a hot load of cum.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Or every time you have sex, I stab you in the dick.
Wow.
What?
I mean, 1,000 days. Good God. I mean, I guess Nia Jax.
Nia Jax.
Nia Jax.
Because you don't specify how long.
There it is. I'm a monster. Joseph Ryling, how much worse does Dom need to get before they finally stop letting him talk? He's regressing on the mic, and it's just awful. Never. They're never going to do it.
I don't think he's regressing, but I don't think he's getting much better.
No. I mean, he hasn't flubbed his lines in a couple weeks. I'll give him that.
Yeah. We'll give him that.
Yeah. Chief Nakahomer, Pushfire Berry, Bluebell ice cream flavors. All right. We got the homemade vanilla.
If anybody knows what Andrew's doing now.
We got the delicious. We got the cookies and cream.
Oh, cookies.
We got Rocket Road. We got Rocket Road. Mm. And then I'll add one more.
That nasty butter crunch.
What is that?
I don't know. No one's ever tried it.
How much of that skit did you write versus how much did you improvise?
I wrote the whole thing.
You did write it?
Because then I had to memorize. It was so fucking long.
Yeah.
And I would. You were remember. Behind the camera holding the paper.
Oh, my God.
Because we would get like so 3 minutes in, and then I would fuck up a line. I'm like, fuck!
That's your shikaki. I think it's one of the best things you've ever done.
And that nasty butter crunch.
It's so good. And you have to see the original video to just so appreciate what you did. It's one of your best impressions. Oh my God. They're pooping in the milk barrel.
Because his name was like Dick Richardson, so I flipped him to Richard Dickey or something.
Yeah. Richard Dickey.
I would have called him Rich Dickerson.
So I really pushed fire.
That guy's video was you can't even find that video anymore.
No, they took it down.
It was the most pretentious video.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saving the world with ice cream.
But how did he say ice cream?
Ice cream.
He was like, ice cream.
He's like, I'm going to bring back your favorite ice cream.
It's like trying to fill an Olympic. And he actually said that. It's like trying to fill an Olympic sized pool with a garden hose. It can be done. It's just going to take some time. You're welcome for this ice cream.
Are we push fire burying these?
Push fire bury homemade vanilla cookies and cream, Rocky Road.
I always like cookies and cream, and I've never
liked Rocky Road. Which one is Rocky Road?
It's like marshmallows.
No, fuck that. Cookies and cream. Push cookies and cream. Berry vanilla. Fire Rocky Road. Right, Eric?
Yeah.
Yep.
Chris. No, seriously. Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Chubb. What's the best wrestling crowd chant you started? He says he was in London. Oh, my aim at AEW London is get the crowd chanting "Bust a Nut" at Anna Jay.
That's amazing.
Wow. Great. Wow.
My best one. It was a long time ago. Maybe the beginning of this podcast or even before that. I started a Rest in Peace, and it went throughout the entire arena.
Oh, really? Nice.
Pretty sure you're with me.
I remember me and Eric once were at a show where we started some funny chant. I don't even remember what it was. I just remember we were like high-fiving over it. We're like, we did it! Yeah. We got them to say something stupid!
It may have been when we went to Philly Rumble weekend.
Maybe.
Hey, maybe at Raw we need to start a Who Are You chant for someone new.
Oh,
who
my God!
Who are you? That would go.
I'm not going to Raw. You guys do it, though.
We're busting
it. Wait, you're not going to Raw?
I don't know.
He says that.
Muscles Marinara, what you going to do, brother, when the mustard title comes squirting down on you?
Yeah. Did you see someone Photoshop the mustard title with Roman?
Oh,
like
God.
Roman holding it up? Yeah. Oh, four belts.
Steven with a V. Andrew,
I'm going to smash those wieners.
Yeah. Would you sell out the podcast to the Saudis for $50 million? If a condition of the deal was you had to, you could never make jokes about them, and you had to wear their white robes and red turban on every show.
I, for one, embrace our new Saudi overlords.
Wait, did he say 50,000?
50 million.
I mean, like, that's I'd almost do anything for 50 million.
I would do it for a year and then be like, I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah. And the podcast is ending.
Reminds me of that, like, workaholic
skit. 1 year, 50 million?
Oh, yeah.
How much? $10. But it's like, yeah, like, for like 500,000, I might do that. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
50 million. You overshot your...
Right.
And then we get to talk like this the whole time, man.
You are not allowed to talk like this.
Fagul.
In other words, do we sell out?
We're Italian.
The answer is yes. Oh,
we fooled you the whole time. We're Italian.
Saudis.
Gabagool.
Yeah, because they just bought the PGA Tour, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you see Rich Eisen go nuts against that?
I heard a lot of people go
Holy
nuts.
Holy shit. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Gotcha, bitch.
You know, he was basically like, you know why? Money. It's all about the money.
Someone was saying that, like, the Saudis clearly offered more money than Endeavor for WWE, but, like, Vince was probably just like, yeah, I don't want to sell to them. And
how much did Endeavor buy it for? You remember?
It was $8 billion or something.
$8 billion?
Yeah.
Like, we have two, board. Hello, board. We have two offers. One is $8 billion.
That's tremendous.
From
pretty good.
From Endeavor.
Pretty good. And this is from the Saudis, and it just says unlimited. So I guess it's like they just keep paying us billions.
A tough one.
Whatever. Yeah. I'll give you anything.
They just attached a blank check.
They just went, all of it. What?
Yeah,
all of it.
Yeah.
Because you don't know about our secret money.
All of it is a secret. Oh, let's. We have more oil. We're rich again. Omar, did you guys hear that Miz has tiny balls? I feel horrible for him. especially for the fact that he has to live with the burden of burying his face in between those milk jugs that Maurice is damned to carry all of her life. I'm sorry, Miz.
Aw.
That's sweet of you.
So yeah. Bummer.
Yeah.
Jimmy's, I don't know if they are, I guess her tits are fake, but they look great. Aren't I'm not a fan of fake boobs.
Couple
but
kids? Like, they might be real now, right?
Is she breastfeeding for 10 years? I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you gain a little weight and it, some of it stays, and, you know, she looks great, they but she's not as thin as she was when she was wrestling.
I think she had fake tits from back then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. But they've gotten bigger, yeah.
I also want to congratulate the Miz of the announcement of his baby, his new baby. I'd also like to congratulate the Miz on Maurice's tits. Great tits, Miz. Hey, Miz, go to tits.
Go to tits.
Jimmy Scooter, why is my favorite part of Raw the last 30 seconds of out of context ending to whatever Dick Wolf show is on before my DVR record? Okay.
Dick Wolf.
Yeah. PCJ, which would you choose? Survivor Series becomes a tournament show where the final two fight for the number 1 and 30 spot in the Rumble. So you get to the finals and you're like, fuck, I better not lose now.
Yeah, right.
Right.
WrestleMania goes back to one night and it's a tournament for the main title.
Sure, that sounds amazing.
King of the Ring returns as a June pay-per-view and it's a full-size tournament with 16 competitors. Yeah, WrestleMania.
And they do the whole tournament that night?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
It's one of the best manias ever.
Yeah. Future Endeavor, Vince, forever. Question for Eric, who is better, Hulk Hogan or Sheamus?
Sheamus.
Such a hater. Is everyone better than... What's someone Hogan's better? Is he better than Goldberg?
Oh, whatever.
Fuck. That's an idiot.
Yeah. Is he better than anyone?
He's better than Goldberg. That's it.
That's it.
Maybe Ryback.
Ryback.
Oh, good.
Because he's another Goldberg.
Yeah.
Is he better than Baron Corbin?
Yes.
All right. So there's a few people.
Hey, we still got... Hey.
Yeah.
He's getting up there. He's climbing.
Yeah.
He's climbing.
Cena bald spot. And it's literally...
Oh, my God.
Of the bald spot.
But again, when he's in movies, it's not. It's like, just fill it in for these wrestling matches.
Well, it'd probably fall out right.
Did you see the trailer came out for the Jackie Chan movie they made 5 years ago?
Right.
It's like, oh, it looks like shit! It
looks horrible.
We took 5 years to make that?
It took 5 years and $9 billion.
That was the best one. Which current wrestlers from any brand would you have booked to take the belts off of Roman, Seth, and MJF? Sure. I'd have Adam Cole beat MJF, then MJF beats Roman.
Yeah,
and
nice.
And then Seth, I don't care.
Orange Cassidy.
Nakamura.
Orange Cassidy.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Comes out with a little backpack, World Heavyweight Champion.
Jalen Silva, not a question. Just wanted to keep you guys in the loop with my independent career.
Yes.
I decided to start using the Code Breaker, and I renamed it...
Who are you?
In honor of you guys. P.S. I haven't lost to a roll-up yet, so Jay Silva 1-0.
Nice.
Yeah, I think he said, like, he's also going to, like, if they say it on commentary, he'll send us the video. That'd be great.
My gosh, it would be.
Hits him with the who are you?
Who are you?
You know, you gotta send me that, Jalen Silva, if that happened.
I think he had posted that. Yeah, he's a tag champion in his promotion.
Looks like the Intercontinental title, though.
Yeah, right.
Basically,
hybrid tag team.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Nice.
The old Kanye, Push Fire Barry, unlikely Money in the Bank winner pairs. Baron Corbin and Natalya. Gross. Omos and Io Sky.
Oh.
Johnny Gargano and Indy Hartwell.
I'd take that one.
I would take that.
Yeah. Indy's hurt, though, so that's not going to happen. But I'll push that. Carlos Rivera, the new Undisputed Championship sucks. Same old look we've had for the last 10 years in a new color. What's your Mount Rushmore of WWE belt designs?
Winged Eagle.
Winged Eagle. Then the
white IC title.
Yes.
No.
Then the Stone Cold Winged Eagle.
That's number two for me.
Yeah, is it over there?
Oh, does the Smoking Skull belt count? Because that's there, too. Yeah.
The Rated R Spinner.
The Rated R Spinner, which he hated. Edge hated that belt.
Really?
Yeah. He talks about it. I saw him in an interview. He's like, I hated the spinner. And then when they gave me the Rated R Spinner, I was like, all right, this is all right.
I mean, the World Heavyweight Champ, even though it was WCW, was still in WWE.
Right, right.
I've always liked the spinner for some reason. It was so such a cool... So I'll say... It made it different.
The original Winged Eagle.
Yes.
The White IC title. Mm-hmm. The World Heavyweight Championship. And then, for me, the Smoking Skull.
Okay. Belt. For me, it's the Austin Winged Eagle.
Yeah.
World Heavyweight Championship, Smoking Skull, and then... Rated R spinner.
Yeah, something like that for me.
All right. Uncle Saudi. Joe, can we just get the Spider-Man voice?
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man? I also have a really good, like, it's a really good soundbite of it on the computer.
You do?
Yeah, hold on. It's
Spider-Man!
It's really good.
Where'd you get that?
It's. What do you mean? I don't know. Like, it's from the podcast.
Spider-Man!
Wait, that's me?
That's you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought that was like him, Willem Dafoe, from one of the... Do one more time.
No, that's you, Spider-Man!
Oh, damn. Did you put a little reverb on it? It sounds great.
No, it sounds great, though.
Wow.
Yeah. Spider-Man. All right. Mitchell, should 9 title matches be banned? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Alexander, please bring back Kairi Sane. It's coming. I'm getting the audio. Yep. I have it. I just got to throw it on there. The Angry Ninja Show. Fuck, marry, kill in their prime. Luna Vachon,
China,
and Jacqueline.
Oh God, Jacqueline, push Jacqueline.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Marry Jacqueline. Fuck China
in their prime. It says so. Yeah.
Yeah.
China after the surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then kill Luna.
Kill Luna. Yeah. Sorry.
Luna, I'm
sorry.
Vachon.
Tim, what's your new tattoo about, Eric?
Oh, it is. It's a Pokemon. It's called Hawlucha.
I love Pokemon.
Yes. How many? Do you have like 30 tattoos now?
21.
21. Oh, yeah, you saw my post.
No, I knew.
Yeah. I'll your post.
Put it on the camera.
Joe, name all of them right now.
I can. Let me close my eyes.
Right. So no, this is like a Lucha. He looks like a Lucha Pokemon.
Lucha Pokemon.
You saw the design when you went there, or you designed it, or what?
No, I know of the Pokemon, so I reached out.
Do you have
out
a favorite tattoo?
My spider ham.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let me see the Venom one now like that the shit's one off of it. Can I see the Venom one now that the shit's off of it?
I like the Spider-Man, the black Spider-Man.
Ooh, yeah, take off your pants. Show us your beautiful shaved balls.
Shaved balls time. Yeah, this is my favorite. I like that one. That one's awesome. The Lego one?
The Lego Spider-Man?
Yeah. All right, this is getting weird
the
now.
The pointing Spider-Man.
Stop it! This is getting gross.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Juan Saul, who will beat Seth Rollins for the title? I personally think he's getting cashed in on. I'm going to stick with my LA Knight prediction.
Yeah.
He wins the main title?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, that's how it's always been. Like, there's one for guys who you're like, they might be a champion.
Yeah.
And then there's one for like, oh, yeah, this guy's definitely the champion.
Yeah.
Michael Cole says, what do you guys think of JD from New York? I think he's kind of a nerd.
Bottom
kind of a
right?
Dork.
Who?
He's that guy I made fun of when Corbin failed his cash-in. Because he made this whole video and then I did an impression of him and he took himself way too seriously.
Yeah.
You can't laugh at yourself, then what the fuck? You know?
Right.
All right, that's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well as our other one, Hollywood Hogwash. We just put out the... Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse review. It was awesome. Go see the movie. It was great. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat or beanie at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And become a supporter of the show for only $5 a month at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Boom.
If you sign up and do the $10 tier for 3 months, you get a sticker. You do the $25 tier for 3 months, you get a What's Wrong Wrestling coffee mug. Just
that's
saying.
Awesome.
Just saying. I know. I'm going to have to sign up because I want one.
Yeah.
And of course, go to manscaped.com and use the promo code WHOARU. Get that performance package, guys. And then show us your shaved balls next week and we'll comment on them.
Yes. I'm not even kidding. I don't know what I would do without it at this point.
For cereal. Yes.
All right. Let's go shave our balls.
Let's do it together.
What's wrong with wrestling?